Good day, my name is Councillor Sello Ernest Pitonyane, Democratic Alliance, Masilonyane. On the 23rd February 2024, a notice was issued for the upcoming Masilonyane Local Municipality Ordinary Council sitting scheduled for 28th February 2024. However, it was devoid of an agenda, and only on the 26th was the agenda dispatched to councillors via email in the afternoon. The Democratic Alliance promptly cautioned the Speaker that convening the meeting as planned would violate the standing rules and orders adopted by the Council. Regrettably, the Speaker did not acknowledge this caution. Furthermore, the agenda included reports that had not undergone requisite scrutiny by the Portfolio Committee or the Executive Committee. It has become customary for items to be rushed into meetings merely to meet compliance standards, resulting in the hasty approval without due consideration. On the 27th, late in the afternoon, a crucial item, the 2023-2024 adjustment budget, was disseminated electronically, with hard copies following later in the day, barely a day before the meeting. We unequivocally stated that we would not participate in an unlawful meeting and warned the council that any decision made would be rendered null and void. Despite this, the Executive Committee proceeded to convene on the same day to deliberate on reports slated for discussion by the Council. Nevertheless, the ANC-led Council persisted with the meeting, justifying their actions by citing compliance with adjustment budget while deferring other items to a later meeting. This is not an isolated incident. On 1 February, during a special Council sitting, the Auditor General highlighted the municipality's poor performance, yet the same procedural irregularities persist. We will formally communicate with the Speaker to request an investigation into this incident by the Consequence Management Committee to ensure accountability and adherence to proper procedures. By addressing these procedural irregularities and holding the Consequence Management Committee accountable for investigation, we aim to restore faith in the Council's governance, fostering transparency and efficiency for the benefit of our community. I thank you.